Good morning, 951.
The arguments from 20 years ago sound very familiar to some of the arguments we hear today. Government overreach, job killer, anti-business. But looking back on two decades of the Family and Medical Leave Act, employers in many cases feel differently now about offering job protected leave for workers who are facing a family health crisis. Joining us live this morning, Acting Labor Secretary Seth Harris. Mr. Secretary, has it worked as well as supporters envisioned 20 years ago?
The data that we have suggests that it's worked even better than that. The Family and Medical Leave Act has been used over 100 million times over the course of the last 20 years. Last year, more than 10 million workers benefited from the Family and Medical Leave Act. And as you said in the introduction, what employers are telling us is it's easy or very easy to comply with this law. So what we've seen is a real sea change in American business and in American workplace flexibility so that workers are getting the help they need to make sure that they can be productive at the job but also take care of their families at home.
Now, what about the workers who complain that the leave doesn't allow them to receive any kind of stipend, you know, either 50% of their pay or some fraction thereof, to help them with their ongoing expenses? Is there any possibility that that ever changes?
Well, let me make two points about that. The first is that what our survey found, and we released our survey just yesterday of employers and employees about the Family Medical Leave Act, we found that two-thirds of the workers who take family medical leave under the law are getting paid. Now, they're using their vacation leave, they're using their sick leave, they're using existing paid leave systems that their employers have. But in addition to that, President Obama has endorsed a law called the Healthy Families Act, which would provide every worker with seven days of guaranteed paid sick leave. So that's one way that we can assure that those workers who are unable to take unpaid protected leave would be able to take the leave because they would have those 7 days of leave. Let me say, the survey that we did showed that most workers, the large majority of workers, are taking very short leaves, less than 10 days. So that law, the Healthy Families Act, would certainly help those workers with pay.
Could that end up hurting smaller employers, though, who would still have to pay out but not get the benefit of the work in return?
Well, right now, the Family and Medical Leave Act only applies to employers who have 50 or more employees. So it doesn't affect the smallest employers in our country. It does, however, help the 91 million workers who are employed by those larger employers. We don't see a lot of burden on employers. What our survey showed was that 9 out of 10 employers reported that complying with the Family Medical Leave Act either had no noticeable effect or, in a lot of cases, had a positive effect. It reduced absenteeism. It reduced turnover. It increased worker morale. This is something that everybody in the workplace can relate to. Mm-hmm. If you are focused on a family member who's at home sick or struggling with a disability or an elderly parent who needs your care, it's very hard to focus on your work. So if the workplace gives you flexibility to go out and deal with your personal family health problems or family emergencies, you can focus when you're at work on your work.
Mr. Secretary, thanks so much for joining us. Quite an occasion now, 20 years of FMLA. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's Acting Labor Secretary Seth Harris.